we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Hello and welcome to CITR 101.9. You are joined by myself, Serena. Aaron couldn't make it today, so I'm filling in. And I decided to do something a little bit strange, a little bit different, so stay tuned. This is the first rendition of Heavy Metal Helps. So to start that off, just bear with me since I just got here. I'm going to play the new Sanctuary, if I can find it, called Exitium. They'll be playing here soon, so stay tuned and enjoy.
We'll be right back. party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Twin Forks and Northcote share the spotlight this Monday, November 17th. Dashboard Confessional's Chris Carabas's folk project, Twin Forks, joins Victoria singer-songwriter Northcote on tour. Guest starring Highs, the action happens this Monday, November 17th at the Imperial. Advanced tickets are $20, available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu.
Girl, it's really good to see you come around. I know you've been lost, I'm glad you got found, cause I've been a little lost myself.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9. My name is Serena, and this is Heavy Metal Helps. Well, I'm filling in for Aaron from Generation Annihilation. I hope you stayed tuned. Where did we start? We started with Sanctuary off their newest album, The Year the Sun Died. That song was called Exitium. Really heavy, I like it. The first lyric is Exitium, bring us peace within the ruin. Giant, grant us this release. Our tongues are falling away. I like that lyric. I figured I'd say it out loud to you guys. And then I decided to play some Anna, which is A-H-N-A, a Canadian band. They did a split with Cetacerion called Imperial Decline. And that song was called War Games. And then following that, Death Legends Obituary, which are coming to town. Their newest album, which is really good, called Inked in Blood. And that was a bonus song called Blood Soaked. Let me check when they're coming with the Death, actually. I think it's this week. Death Obituary, yes. Wednesday, November 19th. And with Massacre as well, Rivers of Nile, Ultimate Untimely Demise, and Tyrant's Blood. And then the Scrape Records anniversary dessert show is actually tonight with Sanctuary, as well as The People Now and Iron Kingdom. I have a quote from Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch that really speaks to how heavy metal has helped individuals feel like they're not so alone, that they have other people that connect with them on different levels, whether it's happy feelings or negative feelings. He says, I get kids come up to me all the time who tell me they were having a hard time in their lives and were on the verge of doing something drastic, says Five Finger Death Punch singer Ivan Moody. They'll say things like, I heard one of your songs and it totally spoke to them, or spoke to me, and it convinced them to keep on fighting. To me, that's more meaningful than gold records or music awards, because it means that there are people that are hurting and they relate to my pain and they realize they're not alone. I thought that was a good one. I did some research in my undergrad about music and self-awareness, and I found that that music spoke to many people and they connected with it in times that were very emotional. And I would just like to read a little quote. John Wiederhorn, if you don't know him, is the author of Louder Than Hell, The Oral History of Heavy Metal. And he wrote an article called Metal Music Can Be Good For You. This is on the Wall Street Journal. He says, look inside any city's metal scene and you'll find a community of individuals that bond through their favorite music. While they often express their collective identity with monstrous tattoos, tribal piercings, and band t-shirts. If you penetrate the defensive armor, you'll find a group of affable, often knowledgeable music fans who listen to metal for catharsis, energy, and empowerment. I really like that quote. So I'll stick back to the music. I'm going to play some Skull Vultures from Vancouver. I think they released this in June. Let's just check. Yeah, June 6th. This is called Reclaim. Stay tuned, because Power Chord will be up next. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
This is the main event. This Friday on CITR, women's hockey returns to the airwaves. Fresh off a bye week, the Thunderbirds head back to UBC to take on the Alberta Pandas in a matchup of two of the best teams in the conference. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action. At 5 p.m., the women's team looks to continue their winning ways and move up the Canada West standings in a tilt against first-place Alberta. At 7 p.m., the men are in action against number one-ranked Alberta. Both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. You just gotta love sports.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. My name is Serena Navarro, and this is Heavy Metal Helps. And we started off that two-song set with Skull Vultures from Vancouver, Jason and Eli. And the album is called Skull Vultures, and the song was called Reclaim. I'll post it on Power Chord Radio. Give some love to those guys. And then after that, I decided to play a band called Usnea, U-S-N-E-A. The album was called Random Cosmic Violence. I just did a review on that one, and I couldn't stop listening to it. I would recommend it. I think they're from Portland. And the song was called Healing Through Death, a 14-minute song. There's four songs, and they're about an hour. It's a good album. And next up, I'm going to play some Numenorian. I'm going to post that also on PowerChord because it's hard to say. They just released a demo in August, and this song is called Let Me In. Now, before I play it, though, I'm going to quote Byron from Numenorian, as he sort of explains how writing the music helps him. He says, "The music is written in a way that you feel the different stages of grief and sorrow throughout, be it calm, ethereal, clean parts, then into a wall of aggressive melancholy, similar to the ups and downs one must go through after such a devastating change to their life. Both songs end in a similar way, a climatic change of tone and feel that takes you into not necessarily a happy place, but a place where you've accepted who you are and what you've become." I thought that was a great quote. And I just would like to get a little nerdy right now and talk about some research. Yes, research. research was done in a university. I'll quote it in a second. To find out who listened to heavy metal and what were their personality traits. Now, this is written in an article called Inside the Head of a Headbanger. And it was by Pacific Standard, The Science of Society. You can find it online. I'll post that on PowerChord as well. I'm using PowerChord right now, but this is a different show. And I'll just quote what they wrote in the article just to give you some background. They say, their study featured 219 women and 195 men living in Great Britain. After filling out surveys designed to reveal a variety of personality traits, they listened to 10 tracks of contemporary heavy metal music and rated each on a 1 to 7 scale from extremely dislike to extremely like. They then matched the music preference to personality traits called the Big Five. Swami, which is the researcher, was not surprised to find openness to experience was associated with enjoyment of heavy metal. So people who embrace the new and different tend to be drawn to forms of music that are also intense, engaging, and challenging, he notes, of which heavy metal is just but one example. I really enjoyed that. There's many other quotes and much more research, and I could get a lot more nerdy, but I will go back to the music. Thanks for tuning in to Heavy Metal Helps.
Thank you. It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 Heavy Metal Helps radio show, the first of its kind. Power Chord is up next in about 10 minutes. I will be joined. Cam just sent me a text message. He will be here, Cam Pipes from 3 Inches of Blood, to pretty much play whatever the hell he wants for 2 hours. Favorite songs, best local bands, you know, crazy stories, you name it. So stay tuned, tell your friends, because that's the only way that we can get our sort of, I don't know, radio show out there, our message out there. So what do we just listen to? Oh yeah, a really great band from Calgary, black metal band called Numenorian. And I just quoted Byron and about writing music and the process that takes and how it's cathartic for him. I would also like to quote something that I wrote in my undergrad thesis about music and self-awareness. And then I will follow that with Paul Bearer. So, listening to and playing music can increase the awareness of one's body and emotions, which is the first step to being able to have control over them. Patients with post-traumatic stress disorder were able to control their feelings more by controlling the rhythm, volume, tempo, and timbre of their drumming. That is just one example out of a, I don't know, 25-page paper about music and how it helps people. There's more about heavy metal and other research, but I don't want to sort of talk about all of it in this 1 hour because I do like listening to music and I need something to be saved for the next coming Heavy Metal Help shows, hopefully. So I am going to play the last song of this hour set. Thanks, Aaron, for not randomly showing up, because I'm so glad I got to do this. I'll be playing Paul Bearer off their 2010 demo. They just released it again on vinyl, but this is the first time on vinyl, which is pretty exciting. They covered a song called Gloomy Sunday. It was written by, I can't remember now. Something Recesses. I'll put it on Power Chord. Sorry that the name has escaped me. In 1933, as a classical song. It has been covered at least 50 times throughout that time span. Just sort of explaining, or sort of illustrating, sorry, that songs that are very sad, that have, say, anger or distraught emotions, are used as sort of a cathartic process when either singing them or reproducing them or covering the song. There's more research that I would like to talk to you about, but I won't. I will just play this awesome song called Gloomy Sunday on Paul Bearer. Thanks for staying tuned to CITR 101.9. In about 5 minutes, Power Chord's up next with me and Cam Pipe. Please stay tuned. Thanks.